What'd you do last night, by the way?
By the way. He ended a sentence with, by the way.
What did I do?
Yeah.
Hung out.
Where?
Home.
Hmm. I thought maybe you're hanging out with Emmett.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe having some nice tequila.
Seen, or maybe you guys, I don't know, maybe took a quick trip to Mexico, because I know that he's been there. Right?
We're going to do this now.
You and
should
old
I, should
Deuce.
I give a time check?
Deuce, go ahead.
Deuce cavorting around town,
go
sucking
ahead.
Down tequila.
Three, four.
Oh, this fits.
Perfect.
Oh, Shoopy.
What is on Mike's mind today? What is on Mike's mind today? It's really neat, oh, so eat your burrito and find out just what's on his mind. What is on Mike's mind?
Thank you.
Shut up, bitch. Sponsors, Shoopy.
Autoflex and Metro PCS, Shoopy.
Mm-hmm. All right, yes. I have a new friend.
I mean, all these years, you know, we've been working together and knowing you and having fun and hanging out, and I have to listen to the radio. Sound like my wife. I have to listen to the radio to find out that you're friends with Emmett. You just didn't tell me.
All these times that we could have had Emmett on.
Oh, yeah.
Probably could have done a weekly with him.
Probably could have gone out with him.
The all-time rushing leader in the NFL.
Yeah.
Mike's friend.
Hey.
Yeah.
If you want him, I can string that together anytime. I just didn't think you guys would be into that.
Man, am I into it. I'm also into that commercial you do with him.
Really?
Yeah. For Herradura.
Yes, the greatest Herradura tequila.
Herradura.
It is good.
Yeah, it's top-notch. There's no doubt about it. Now, did you guys just go in and kind of wing it together?
Yeah, we were just having a conversation.
Kind of riffing,
yeah.
And a couple mics happened to be there?
Well, actually, what it was we were at a local establishment,
uh-huh.
And we were enjoying a few shots, and we just got to talking about how great Herradura is.
You got your iPhone out and just hit record.
Yeah, yeah.
Thought you guys were doing impromptu.
Yeah, we were just rolling on it, and it was kind of spontaneous and everything,
uh-huh.
And not scripted.
Well, it's... Let's go and take a listen to a little bit of it while we're talking about it. I mean, I don't think there's any harm in that. I think it's a fun commercial you guys did. Sound like you're in the spirit of things. So
right.
This
we
is
absolutely were.
Mike's new commercial.
With his best friend.
Best friend, Emmett Smith.
Hey, it's Mike Reiner of The Hardline here with the great Emmett Smith. Emmett, how did you discover your favorite tequila, Herradura?
I was in a hotel bar. They didn't have a tequila I asked for, so they recommended Herradura.
Stop it there.
Said it's...
Sounds so natural and flowing.
Yes, yes. I mean, you can tell there's a connection between us.
It's a really comfortable rapport.
Yeah, it's two pals talking.
Now, did he ask or did he ax?
He axed.
He axed.
Yes.
Okay, I couldn't tell. All right.
I was in a hotel bar. They didn't have a tequila I asked for, so they recommended Herradura. Said it's been handcrafted the same way since 1870. I tried it. It was incredibly smooth, and I've been drinking it ever since.
Wow, now that's saying something.
Herradura never compromises on crafting exceptional tequila, and I never compromise on enjoying it.
Makes sense, and...
Makes sense, and... Can't wait to hear where he's going.
There are so many Emmettisms that I enjoy, and my new favorite is the word compromise. It's not compromise, it's I never compromise.
Compromise.
Compromise. Okay.
And I never compromise on enjoying.
Makes
never
sense. Compromise. And you've been to Mexico where they make it, right?
Yes.
All
I
right,
went to their
all
hacienda.
Right.
Emmett's been to Mexico?
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to find out a little bit more about his trip.
And you've been to Mexico, right? Oh, man.
You know, out of all the spots that I've done that you've got on me for,
mm-hmm.
This is worse. I don't hear anything wrong with it.
It's a great spot.
I don't either.
It's a great spot, but just the fact that...
It's an awesome product.
The product's, yes!
And, you know, the rapport and the conversational flow that we have. And, I mean, you can tell...
It's unmatched. Was that one take?
Yeah. It was spontaneous.
It was?
It was first time, man.
All right, continue.
There's no edits, no nothing.
And you've been to Mexico, where they make it, right?
Yes. I went to their hacienda, Casa Herradura, and saw the entire process unfold. Natural fermentation, using traditional clay ovens, aging it in oak barrels to make it phenomenally smooth. It's almost as impressive as tasting it.
Wow.
That's exactly what it tasted like. Wow.
Get a taste of Emmett's favorite recipes texting Emmett.
When you said wow, and
you were so blown away.
You were getting ready to continue with a sentence, but he automatically just held his hand up like, that's what it tastes like.
Yes, he did. That's right. I was about to go somewhere else. But...
Right. Ah, stop it right there. That is what it tastes like.
Wow.
That's exactly what it tastes like. Wow. Get a taste of Emmett's favorite recipes by texting Emmett to 68405. Message and data rates may apply. You'll receive up to 2 messages per month available on participating carriers. Text STOP to quit.
Alcohol, 40% by volume. Round 4 in Louisville, Kentucky. Enjoy with
a compromise. What was Aubrey doing the whole time? Just kind of sitting at the end of the bar? It's like somebody handed you an Aubrey copy at the end of your natural conversation.
What happened was, once we were done and on to another subject, I got to thinking back about our conversation, and I realized that we had spontaneously created genius, and I did just so happen to be rolling on it, so I gave that to Aubrey and said, maybe we can use this for a commercial.
That was really quick thinking on your part. I got to give you credit.
It really was, wasn't it?
That's really good.
I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
That is.
You're not mad?
There's so many things I have to learn from you. So many. Well, so what's the last place you guys went to enjoy Herradura?
No.
Well, let's see. A couple nights ago, I think Friday night, we were down at Plush.
Yeah.
Enjoying a few shots of Herradura.
Would have never thought of that had I not mentioned it 10 minutes ago.
And then the party moved over to Thrive.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we capped the night off down at the Havana Cigar Bar.
Down by the AAC?
Yeah, down by the AAC. And enjoyed a few more shots of Herradura and a few mojitos. And, of course, by then we were surrounded by lovely ladies.
Of course you were.
Yes.
Did you find yourself in a compromising position?
Compromise?
No, that came later.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, that was after we got back into the limo.
What time did you ax the bartender to call you a cab?
I didn't. I had the limo drop me off.
Oh, of course. God.
Well, that is awesome. I am upset. I'm very upset that you didn't alert us to the fact that you and Emmett were tight. That bothers me.
Well, now you know. These things are sometimes better learned in a little bit more organic way, Cobra. And
I do feel like I was...
I think you benefited from this.
I feel like...
No, you shouldn't. Nothing was kept from you.
No, I just feel like that, you know, I was cheated on somehow, and you're just trying to be BFFs with Emmett now, and...
Well, he'll never hear. I am all about him.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him in break and tell him some of these things you said about him, too.
I keep texting him, too, to, what is it, 6778 or whatever it is, and he never texts me back.
I think it's BR549. All right.
Good job, little buddy.
So there's a spot, okay?
Yeah, I know. I know.
We've all been there, right?
Yes, we have.
Haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yes. Yes.
Yes.